Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast, online at thisweekinamerica.us. 60 days in A&E's groundbreaking nonfiction series that puts innocent people behind bars on a mission for change is back for a new season. New stakes, new twist. Sheriff Mark Lamb of the Pinal County Sheriff's Office in Arizona selects seven innocent people to go undercover in his jail for a deep dive at the inner workings of the facility. Sheriff Lamb was elected sheriff in January of 2017, overseeing a county the size of Connecticut, managing more than 650 employees. He has experience in law enforcement and the private sector, excelling as a police officer, numerous awards and recognition, Rookie of the Year, Officer of the Year, Detective of the Year. And one of the seven who infiltrate the jail is Abner, ex-convict, former gang member turned minister. He knows firsthand the dynamics of street gangs. Now a state chaplain, minister, Red Cross volunteer, dedicated to repaying the debt he feels he owes society. 60 days in, brand new season, Thursdays, 10 Eastern Pacific on A&E, and Sheriff Mark Lamb and Abner with us on This Week in America. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. We appreciate it.
Sheriff, you said when this opportunity presented itself, you really wanted to participate. Why did you feel this was an opportunity for you and the jail?
You know, how often, I mean, think about what it would cost to have people go into your facility undercover and try to give you the same information. It would have cost us, if you could do it, it would have cost a ton of money. This was an opportunity to get a real in-depth look at our facility and how we operate, and we could do it at no cost to the taxpayer. So that was one of the biggest motivators for us, is to be able to do something so valuable and not cost the taxpayer any money.
And it's interesting, the way you went about this, because you chose seven people, a varied background for all seven. You really had a specific mission in mind for each one, didn't you?
Yeah, that's what's different from this season from the last season, the first four seasons, is we actually gave them a mission this season. The three missions that we did were gangs, drugs, and jail operations. Those are the things that we wanted to know the most about in our facility.
Abner, why were you interested to go back in, spend 60 days back in? What was this about the project that fascinated you?
The idea of going back for anyone with a past to prison is almost like it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
But it was, for me, it was a chance to give back to the community, to the sheriff, to the country, to viewers, an opportunity to see on the other side that people do change and people can go back to jail for the right reasons.
Talk about what you were exposed to when you went back in. For you, you've experienced at least some of this. For some of the others, probably not. What were you exposed to? I mean, from what we've seen so far, you were exposed to actual jail life.
Yes, I was exposed to actual jail life. You're exposed to sleepless nights, the smell, the environment, the violence, the negative conversations. From going from a civil life to a negative life like that, it's almost like a twist in your mind.
And Sheriff, when you approached this, it wasn't like everybody knew what was going on. What, just a handful of people, excluding the correction officers, knew what was happening here?
Yeah, and that makes it tough. I mean, we had some tight processes in place, and so having only a small group of people that knew about it made it very difficult. But that's what we needed to do to make it successful. For us to get a true feel for what our facility was like, we couldn't have the inmates know about it, and we couldn't have the employees know about it.
Let's talk about possible tense moments from both standpoints. Abner, from you, when you were in there, either situations that you were in or you saw others were in, were there times when you thought, boy, this could get out of hand very easily?
Yes, that was one of my fears going in, that the sheriff firsthand told me, don't go in there and catch a charge, because you will get charged. And it didn't exclude us. We were inmates just like them. We signed a waiver, and it was like taking a roller coaster ride. You ride at your own risk.
And there's some very dicey moments this season.
Yeah,
Abner's part of that. In the end, it gets really tense. I mean, it's a tense season altogether, but in the end, it gets really tense.
From the beginning to the middle to the end, there's a few intense moments where I felt like I hope it doesn't go left field on me.
Well, Sheriff, were there times when you thought, I need to shut this down? Okay, we can't go any further. I'm putting lives at jeopardy here.
Yeah, honestly, there were a few times where, several times, where we came in, we sat down as a command staff and said, do we shut this down? But we were able to kind of push through some of the surprises that were presented to us, and we're glad that we were able to just take it the whole way, because it was very beneficial. Great season, gave us a really good look at our jail.
And from a viewing standpoint, this is absolutely fascinating to see what happens behind bars in this situation, the politics that goes on among the inmates in the prison system, in the jail that you have. But there were some benefits that came out of this. I understand there were tangible benefits, information brought back from the participants that you've implemented.
Absolutely. Within a week, we were finding drugs that we weren't finding before. We were finding notes or kites. They call them kites. What they are is they're notes that they pass back and forth to each other, which is not legal in the facility. And so we were able to implement some changes right away that we started catching those things. We also used this information to purchase a body scanner so that we can see if people are trying to bring illegal contraband into our facility hidden in their body cavity. We've made changes to our programs, how we notify the inmates of these programs. So, yeah, there's a whole ton of changes that we were able to make. And it was all based on this information that we got from this program.
It's a brand new season, 60 days in on A&E, Thursday nights, 10 Eastern Pacific, with us, Sheriff Mark Lamb at Abner. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us on the program. We'll be watching Thursday nights at 10 on A&E. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.